Well, 31 years after the birth of the Islamic Republic, millions of Iranians came out to celebrate the occasion on Thursday. Iran has been through ups and downs in the last 3 decades, but the country's people and officials believe nothing can or will stand in the way of a better future.
The 11th of February is the day Iran celebrates its independence. Independence from a dictatorship that until 30 years ago had clenched the hearts and souls of the people. Tens of millions of Iranians came to the streets in celebration of this national day in hopes of capturing the imagination of the world. Tehran was a sight for sore eyes. Streets filled with people, full of hope for the country's future. People in other Iranian cities came out in full force as well. The whole country was alive. And Iran's leader is thankful. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says people's turnout on this day was nothing short of astonishing. Ayatollah Khamenei asked Iran's enemies to stop trying to exploit the country's internal issues. And more than 3 decades after the Islamic Revolution, and despite all the negative coverage, Iran says it has a lot of success stories to tell.
The first batch of uranium has been enriched to 20% and has been delivered to our scientists.
Iran's president criticized those countries that want an exclusive nuclear technology club. Why not Iran, says Ahmadinejad. The Iranian president says the West knows all too well that Tehran has no intention of going after a nuclear bomb, but the threats keep on coming. Tehran believes the door to talks with the West is and has always been open. That's, of course, if the West chooses a logical path in dealing with Iran. In 2010, Iran says it's more than ready to be a regional power, a power that can help bring peace to an area that's been plagued with war and misery for a long time.